to recognize their interconnectedness and act accordingly. Philosophers and prophets have tried to sketch roadmaps. The golden rule of reciprocity, Kant's categorical imperative, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, and countless religious and cultural teachings that remind us we are bound together. Science adds its voice too, showing how cooperation ensures survival, how kindness alters brain chemistry, and how trust creates prosperity. Yet none of these frameworks alone can give us the whole path. At best, they are lanterns, casting partial light on the road ahead. The journey towards harmony is not abstract. It is lived in the small stacks, offering your last piece of candy, listening when it would be easier to talk, refusing to join in mockery, choosing generosity when selfishness would be more convenient. These are not trivial gestures. They are the bricks with which civilization is built. But to walk this path, we must also confront the darker realities. The suspicion that kindness hides manipulation, the cynicism that insists altruism is foolish, the resentment that punishes those who dare to act selflessly. We must learn why societies so often reward egoism and punish cooperation, and what it would take to reverse this pattern. This book is an exploration of that tension. Egoism versus altruism, individual versus society, utopia versus dystopia. It will not pretend that the path is easy or that perfection is attainable. Instead, it will argue that harmony is not an endpoint but a practice, something we build in the everyday struggle between fear and trust, selfishness and compassion, despair and hope. If there is one guiding truth, it is this. Harmony is not given, it is chosen. And the choice begins anew each day in each of us. This book is about the fragile balance between egoism and altruism, between the individual and society, between our dreams of utopia and our fears of dystopia. At its heart lies a simple conviction. It is possible to live in harmony with others. Not perfect harmony, not the flawless vision of philosophers or prophets, but real human harmony. Messy, imperfect, yet profoundly meaningful. We will begin with the moral compass that has guided humanity for centuries. From the Golden Rule, whispered in ancient scriptures, to Kant's stern imperatives, and see why these principles still matter in a world where selfishness often seems to pay better than kindness. From there, we'll dive into the biology of compassion, discovering how our brains and bodies are wired to reward altruism with the same chemical satisfaction as food, sex, or love. Egoism and altruism, far from being opposites, turn out to be partners in survival, visible not just in human society but throughout the animal kingdom, from meerkats standing guard to dolphins rescuing the wounded. Yet harmony is not simple, because altruism itself often arouses suspicion. Many distrust kindness, fearing manipulation, exploitation, or debt. Others envy those who act selflessly, mocking them to cover their own guilt or inaction. Social cynicism convinces us that helping is foolish, even dangerous, and so the very instinct that could improve our lives is often suppressed. At the same time, we dream. Utopian visions promise peace, equality, and freedom, while dystopian nightmares warn of surveillance, oppression, and collapse. These imagined worlds, though exaggerated,